Hey.
Hello.
How's it going, pals?
It's hanging to the... No, that you didn't ask me that. How are you?
Well, thanks. Thanks for asking. Yeah. This is Throwing the Power Short and Sweet. Best De Niro.
Best De Niro.
Best De Niro.
This is my best De Niro right here. Not bad. Okay.
It's okay. It's not bad.
So we're best or favorite?
Oh, yeah. It's all...
And also maybe worst.
Best and or favorite.
Best and or favorite.
Favorite and or best. All right. Who wants to kick us off?
Who wants to go? Oh, by the way, for the listener, this is Robert De Niro.
Oh.
Not Joseph De Niro.
Is there another? Is there a sibling?
Joseph De Niro, famed silent film actor from the 1930s.
Oh,
died
great,
in a car
yeah.
crash.
Of course.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah. Okay, I made him up, but rough. Mean to old Joey De Niro.
His made up feelings are hurt.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, Robert De Niro, best De Niro, best and or favorite.
Okay.
Who wants to go?
I will.
Anyone.
I'll go. Because mine I think is quite controversial and no one will agree with me.
Okay. Hide and seek.
Where are we? What the hell is gone? Ooh, what you say? Ooh, that you are De Niro, because you're a robber.
We'll cut that. Stardust.
Oh, you're not. Fuck off. Get out of the room.
He's fantastic in Stardust.
Are you actually?
It's so good.
Are you
it's
actually?
It's so enjoyable.
Tom, anything on this?
I've seen that plane once back in the day and was it's kind of weird De Niro's in this.
He's
pretty hot in
Mark Strong.
Honestly.
De Niro does drag and he's just having a fun time. You know, it's like he's a hardened pirate playing into the stereotype of De Niro. And then it's like, oh. Actually, he's...
Yeah, it's stunt casting. And it's like, he's. I like his hair in it. I remember that. It's kind of like very short cropped.
Yeah, almost buzz cutty.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I barely remember it. I'm sure it's kind of fun. Is that a good movie?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Henry Cavill's in it.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, Henry Cavill's in it.
Ricky Gervais is in it, I remember vaguely. He's like wearing a big coat and he's like a fence in it. Like he sells weird mystical objects. I'm positive Ricky Gervais is in
it. I swear to God, Frank told us off recently.
I don't
where we said think... that he's Mr. Popcorn Cinema and he got angry at us for this.
Is he?
And then he's like, Stardust.
It's a nice time. De Niro's having a good time.
That's a very forgotten popcorn cinema movie. I don't think
it's a popcorn movie.
Did that well. I mean, I think it was.
No, it didn't. It didn't do that
well.
Is he
not in it?
No, Gervais isn't in it.
That's shocking
to
me.
You're thinking of something
else. What am I thinking of that Gervais is in if it's not Stardust? Anyway.
The Office.
Ah.
Which De Niro is also good in.
Yeah.
Actually, De Niro is good in.
Yeah, De Niro's the stapler in that. It's pretty good.
In the Jell-O. Great. Okay, who's next?
Who plays the Jell-O? Wait, hold on. Jello.
Marcus said before we started rolling, can we stay on track?
Have you guys seen Avengers Age of Ultron recently?
Yeah,
Tom, can you go?
Mean Streets.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's your favorite De Niro?
That's my favorite.
His best?
That's much of a muchness. Like if people are going to get into best, it's like.
Godfather's Part 2. We definitely started with that.
It's, well, I don't play by those rules. All right? No, it's his best. It's my favorite performance. I have a theory on what makes De Niro's acting fascinating and what his sort of central premise
is repetition
as an actor.
The
it's
same
repetition
line.
Saying the same thing. What are you doing here? How'd you get in here? How'd you get in the door? That door was locked. How'd you get in here? What are you doing? That's what he said to me when I went into his trailer looking for an autograph
yeah,
once.
Good.
Marcus, what's yours?
See, I really struggle with it. No.
You always do.
No, this is the first time.
This is not the first time. I never do this. I always just say a line.
Marcus is with Stardust as well, so now he's scrambling.
My problem with our short and sweets is that I'll come in with too many options. This time I was like, I'm so overwhelmed by the question that I couldn't pick.
Trust your gut. Pick one. Say one.
I think his Capone in The Untouchables is really, really good.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I've always loved that performance from him, but it's only like he's just there. Do you know what I mean?
That's sort of a summation of everything he'd done to that point.
It's kind of
like he needs, like if you're going to cast an actor in, what is it, 1990? Like it's very close to that.
Yeah.
To play the most well-known gangster of all time.
Yeah.
So you kind of have, legally it has to be Robert De Niro,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, there was a clause, I think.
Yeah, true. Santa.
My favorite Robert De Niro film is Heat. I just love Robert De Niro
in
Heat.
Great
I think
in
that
Heat.
Is so well deployed.
Mm-hmm.
That is, and it bounces so well off Pacino. It is just such a powerhouse of a film. I'm just like, I can't see that film without De Niro in it, or anyone else for that matter.
No, you can't because he's in it.
He's so great. To be honest, I think he's yep. I had to process what you just did there.
Yeah, it's a bit.
I hate you.
Off the radar.
I think his best performance might be Raging Bull. Actually,
it's a very good performance.
You're kidding.
The Academy thinks so as well.
Absolutely.
I kind of can't go past it now, having recently seen it.
Yeah, he's really good in it.
Really?
Sorry. But is it my favorite? No.
Of course not. It's a bad movie.
I kind of prefer the easier going version of him, or the more stereotypical De Niro
version.
Do you know what I really love De Niro in? Is The Intern.
Oh, my God.
The Anne Hathaway. Is that Nancy Myers?
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm pretty confident.
The film itself, it's this Hallmark Netflix, straight to Netflix film, and...
Oh, don't, like, the listener knows. Everyone knows The Intern.
Oh, do they?
The Intern's got a big internet legacy.
Does it really?
A lot of people like that movie. I've never seen it.
I watched it. I was surprised I liked it because I'm not a big Anne Hathaway fan.
No, dislike her. She's good in this.
They're kind of great with each other.
And they have great chemistry. It's surprising how well they work together.
He does. He's doing a very soft old man thing in this that is just so endearing.
It's like almost like a Tom Hanks role.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it could have been Tom Hanks.
But they're at, like, college together. Is that what you said?
Are you joking?
What?
Well, you just said they have chemistry together.
Yeah, AP chemistry.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's the plot of the movie. In college.
How good was my sympathy, love?
Yeah, thank you.
How bad was the joke? Do you know what he's really bad in?
Oh, okay, we're going bad.
Is it Bad Grandpa? Because he's so bad in
that. I don't think he's bad in Bad Grandpa.
Okay, why have you seen Bad Grandpa?
Of course I've seen Bad Grandpa. Of all the De Niro films.
Tom, I've seen Bad Grandpa. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's weird. Zac Efron looks weird. De Niro is ripped. He has sex with Aubrey Plaza.
I know there's the scene.
It's got everything I need in a film.
It's a perfect film. 10 out of 10.
Aubrey Plaza does an interview where she talks about tweaking his nipple. Which I thought was pretty funny.
And that didn't compel you to watch the film?
She also talks about the fact how she gave him a book as a gift and she took like a saucy photo of herself, like a Polaroid, and she put it at like page 10 and she gave it to him and then he didn't say anything to her for weeks and she was like, oh, either he didn't read it or like he just didn't like it very much. And then like a few weeks into shooting, he came up to her, he's like, I got your book. It's good.
Yeah. Is she trying to like hook up with De Niro?
I think she was just like, this is something I should do. I want to fuck with Bob.
It's Aubrey Plaza, right?
And then it's like,
he's like, the pages are stuck together now, but what can you do?
She's so funny on red carpet stuff. Like, apparently he walked past her in the background at the Megalopolis red carpet.
Yeah.
And she's in the middle of answering some questions. So she goes, hey, how you going, Bob? That's Bob. De Niro. She's just like so fucking casual about it. I love Aubrey Plaza. I think she's so good.
And that's your example of why you love her?
Absolutely. She calls him Bob.
Calls him Bob.
We don't.
I think.
Of course we don't. We have some respect.
We call him Bad Grandpa.
With De Niro, you need to split him up into decades, I think, is my perception of him.
Absolutely.
You look at 80s De Niro, 90s De Niro, and 2000s beyond De Niro.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or that's like a good way to put it. Old man De Niro. 90s De Niro is like the Hollywood, we now know what De Niro's thing is, let's just milk it. But it works. Like, it's not like it doesn't work. It's fucking great.
That's like late 90s, early you mean like when the comedy era kicks in, where it's like, analyze this, analyze that, meet the parents.
Well, that's, Meet the Parents is 2000 on the line.
That's the 2000s.
Analyze this is like The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle is also 2000. Good year for him.
Hit his stride, finally.
Is that what you wanted to mention before?
For years, that's De Niro was searching for the role.
There's a few more. Yeah. I want to talk about De Niro. I mean, obviously Meet the Parents is, I think, how he came to a new generation. And we were like, who's this scary man? You know, if you weren't a film kid growing up, you were like,
that's true.
Why did they, what's this guy's deal? And then if you get into it, you're
that
like,
was a turning point
amazing,
in his career.
Amazing casting choice.
Yeah. I get what you mean if you say Heat, Marcus. Yes, because that's mid-90s.
Yeah.
So that was, but that was arguably one of the last times where he played.
And here's the thing, he doesn't really play De Niro.
But then you look at
stereotype in that.
Jackie Brown, you look at Copland, you look at Heat, you look at all those 90s films of just like.
Copland's an interesting call.
Copland's
I haven't seen that
cool.
movie.
But
never
been
there. You're right that Jackie Brown and Heat are both not typical of his performances, even though Heat is kind of like the most minimalistic form of what he does, where he's still this very ruthless.
Do what you boxed in.
Right. Whereas Jackie Brown is like, he's a stoner and he has no idea what's going on in any scene.
Yeah.
And it's quite funny. Yeah. And it's actually like. There's something so like chaotically wonderful about his performance in that, where him just wandering around not knowing he's in a crime film, which is great. My theory about De Niro's acting is that he's always, in his best performances, the most something in every room he's in. And that's what makes him captivating. He's the most violent and angry and raging bull. Mm-hmm. He's the most
powerful or the most respected.
Yes, in you could say in Goodfellas is Jimmy. He's like the most respected in most rooms, but he's also the most like calculating. In Killers of the Flower Moon, he's the most deceptive. You know, in a film like Taxi Driver, he's the most unhinged, or he's the most out of touch with reality.
This ties into why Dwayne The Rock Johnson is such a good actor as well.
Can we just move on? So De Niro is the most.
You didn't even let me finish the bit.
The bit. I thought that was.
No, I'm not going to do it now. You don't deserve
my jokes.
No, do the
bit. Go. Wait.
No, because his catchphrase is "Be the hardest worker in the room."
Like, is that really his catchphrase?
Just let me. Oh, you fucking bastards.
There's nothing harder than a rock. That's true. Did you like that?
No.
That was me trying to. Yes, and you.
It was like friends.
De Niro is the most something in every room in all his great performances, in my opinion. In Heat, he's the most sort of like he's the most reserved. Oh. And he's the most sort of like unreadable. And in Mean Streets, he's the stupidest person in every room. It's his only performance.
What about the King of Comedy? He's the funniest.
King of Comedy is the most desperate. Which is like, okay, I love that performance.
You actually had an answer for that. I'm surprised.
I think that movie is amazing.
The internet thinks that's his best performance.
It's up there for me because it is definitely not in keeping with a lot of what he does. But I love Mean Streets because he's so young. He doesn't have that sort of energy and that authority that he gains in years that come later. Mm-hmm. And he is scary, not because he's actually physically imposing, not because he has the intellect or the power or the influence to have over anyone. It's because he's so fucking dumb, you don't know what he's going to do next in that movie. And he's dumb in a really pitiful way. And I don't think he ever really did something like that again. I watched Mean Streets again for the first time in a while the other day, and I was just so fucking captivated by him in that. I think Jackie Brown is like the older version of that, but it's less – he's dumb – and cruel in Mean Streets. He's just kind of dumb and there in Jackie Brown, in the best way. Like, he's really good at Jackie Brown. But
Tom, have you seen Once Upon a Time in America?
No, I please haven't. Watch it because no, I think have to watch that.
That was a close contender for me for him in terms of performance. He's so good in
it. I got to watch that movie.
So, so good in it.
What do we think of him in Joker?
A device.
Yeah, I don't think much of him in that
stunt casting and doesn't really work.
Yeah, well, because it is you can obviously see what they're doing.
What's homage to his life in cinema?
Was it necessary?
Yeah, it's an homage sort of to the fact that that's the King of Comedy thing where the guy goes on the TV. I think
it's a weird pull.
The
I think.
Funny thing in Raging Bull, in King of Comedy, in Casino, is we know this from having seen him show up on SNL. He's never hosted.
Yeah.
But he's played Robert Mueller. He's just occasionally shown up and done little bit parts. Or he's like showed up in a random episode of 30 Rock where he puts on a Cockney accent. But no, everyone will know I'm a blimey Cockney, won't they? And it's like, this is so dumb. He's not very good at actual comedy. He's not very good at intentionally being funny. He's good at playing the straight guy.
The straight man, the scary man.
Funny shit going on around him.
The bounce.
So when Scorsese uses him as someone in Raging Bull, in King of Comedy and in Casino, where he has to have that sort of charisma, where in Raging Bull he gets on stage and does lyrical recitations, where in King of Comedy he tries to be a stand-up comedian, and in Casino he starts, Rothstein starts his own talk show for some fucking reason in the Casino. He's terrible at it, but it's part of the movie, how bad he is at it. And then I think Todd Phillips was like, I actually want you to be a good talk show host. And it's like, well, bad fucking casting. He's not good
at
that.
He's not going
to
do it.
Why would you? No one would watch this show. No one would watch the show Robert De Niro hosts in Joker.
No, because he doesn't have any sort of friendly persona or conversation skills.
He's got no charisma on live television. It's like non-existent.
It's amazing that because he doesn't have charisma in interviews or on SNL when he's on sketch, like, and he's trying to read the cue cards, he is woeful. Always
so bad in those Mueller episodes,
which is outrageous because he is such a talented man. And when he's playing the darker roles, he is so captivating, right?
Yes.
You want to watch him. You can't believe, and you don't know what he's going to do next. And he's vibrant and exciting. And he's so boring in real life.
It is hard to think of a better actor who is worse at talking about acting and worse at showing some sort of energy or like texture or just dimension outside of his performances.
It's even like basic media training, it feels like. He's never been coached on this is what you do on a talk show. You go with a little bit, a little story.
He's got that real energy of that street kid that rocks up to acting classes and he's like, I don't know why I do it. I just feel it, you know, I just do it.
And yet he's the best one in the class. And you're like, God fucking damn it. Why is this guy so good?
It's like the guy from Sopranos.
Yes. Oh, you mean James Gandolfini?
No, I mean in season one of Sopranos where the young kid from Sopranos, Christopher goes to class and he's quite talented.
Oh, I love that. Good pull.
Thank you.
Also, it's Dirty Grandpa, not Bad Grandpa. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh, is it?
Well, it's Bad Santa, which is a good movie.
No, there's actually Bad Grandpa, which is the Johnny Knoxville
movie. Oh, it is too.
We're talking about peak cinema here.
speaking of peak cinema, should we talk about the Alto Knights? You mentioned it briefly in our last episode.
Yeah.
Where he plays not even twins, just people who look alike.
Can I ask, is it Barry Levinson? Does it say who directs that? I think it's a Barry Levinson film. It's going to be Barry Levinson. It's going to be bad. Good. Yeah, it's going to be bad.
Deborah Messing.
She ain't
messing around.
There's a film we've forgotten to mention, whether you've seen it or not.
Hide and Seek. I said it.
The Deer Hunter?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. He's not the best in that, though.
No, I mean Walken.
It's so good. It's so impactful.
That is such a good film.
I would never walk away from The Deer Hunter being like that De Niro film. Do you know what I mean?
It's an ensemble, yeah.
It is.
That's so true.
Yeah.
But he's great in it, obviously. And you said earlier, Tom, it's about the earliest stuff in his career when he hadn't really formed.
You look at his early caricature. Career, far out.
Because now he's so idiosyncratic and you go, well, here we go, De Niro, here he comes, repeating the lines, doing the face.
He's got a thing, but he used to not have a thing.
Not have a thing. And again, it sort of got formed like a river over time.
Well put.
Like the crevices in his
He's in some great films. You've got Sleepers here, you've got A Bronx Tale. Like, there's some.
He directed A Bronx Tale, and I've never seen it, which is. I should get around that.
It's based on A Knight's Tale.
Interesting.
But set on the Bronx. It's quite cool.
It was a bucking Bronco.
Yeah.
Another fact about that is none of that's true.
Yeah, that's a fun fact. Just really quickly about Deer Hunter, which I think is a really interesting movie. It's got like John Cazale in it as well and Meryl Streep. What I find so weird and kind of frustrating about that film is people don't like it because of the Russian roulette stuff. And they're like, that never happened. And I'm like, it's a movie. Like,
yeah, what do you mean that never happened? Who cares?
And that's my thing, where it's just, my takeaway from that movie was not, wow, all of the Viet Cong were doing this all the time. I'm just like, no, this is just a weird, fucked up circumstance in which this is happening.
That is maybe the most tension that's ever been captured on screen.
I think that's a pretty good call. That first scene is
you cannot so breathe.
What a weird stifling. Criticism to say, though. It's like,
it's a big,
who this, are these people?
This bottled moment, that never happened.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
not
how
realistic.
The fuck do you know? Were you there the entire time?
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Does
the walk call you at home?
You guys have done this bit.
Yeah, it's a great bit.
It's a funny bit.
I was so sad thinking about the Deer Hunter and you guys kind of like by force pulled me out.
We're
going
to bring
it just
then. Yeah. We want you to be happy.
I really feel like it would be a disservice to not actually talk about Hide and Seek. You guys seen that movie?
Hi.
No.
It's the one with Dakota Fanning and Robert De Niro as her dad, and she's got a best friend called Charlie who's doing all this horrible stuff.
Oh, it's Man on Fire.
And De Niro's trying to – yeah, my bad. And De Niro's trying to work out what's going on with his daughter, like whether she's having a psychotic episode or whether there is this mysterious figure who keeps coming to the house. And it turns out – De Niro has split personality disorder and he's Charlie. And he's been Charlie the whole time.
Spoilers. Wow, never can't wait to watch
sorry, it. Is, I forgot to say, it is an 11 out of 11 masterpiece, so I'm sorry for spoiling it for you. It is one of those movies, we've talked about some of these before, but you know you watch movies when you're 10 or 11 and you're like, every movie's good. And you watch a movie like that and you're like, what if that's not good? Like, what if is there something wrong with me that I didn't enjoy that movie?
When was the last time you watched it?
That movie? Yeah, when I was 10 or 11. So maybe it's good now.
Oh,
20 years later.
You just said it's an 11-11 masterpiece.
Yeah.
You mean it's not? You're being facetious. Oh, right.
Yeah, being facetious.
I can't take this passag.
Because for us, you can't be facetious. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Preach.
Like facetious us. You can't facetious us. You can facetious you.
But you don't you dare facetious me.
Wait, so it's bad.
Yeah, it's a bad movie.
Oh, okay.
I believed you.
You were so sincere.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
There's a scene where he turns to Dakota Fanning after the whole movie of just playing it as De Niro. And she's like, Daddy? And he goes, don't worry, sweetie. Charlie's here now. And it's like, oh, bad choice. Oh. Like, weird movie.
I've never seen Cape Fear. Internet loves that
I've
too.
Seen most of it, but kind of like on Austar when I was a kid. And
Austar.
Yeah, I know.
Way to be rich.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Hey, I had it too, and I
rich. Watched the scene where he makes Juliet Lewis eat his thumb. And
I'd do it too.
When I was young.
Sorry. What? What?
Way to be a fetishist.
Continue.
I remember just watching that when I was younger and really not being sure why movies like that were made. Like I was way too young to see a scene like that. He's pretty upsetting in that movie.
You have so many stories of, I shouldn't have watched this young. My mother's a bad mother. She left me unsupervised too much.
You're extrapolating. You're right. But yeah. It's just, I never said any of that.
Yeah, yeah.
My mother's a lovely woman. She introduced me to cinema at a young age.
Thomas Trauma Butler.
Yeah.
You've seen too much.
It's weird they gave me that middle name TTB. Before they knew what was going to happen.
Just trauma.
All right. Is De Niro top 10 actor of all time?
Oh, geez.
For us, personally?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, guess I don't.
In terms of legacy, yes.
He's no Joe Pesci, but like.
He's close, for sure.
That's insane. He's so good. I think Robert De Niro will famously go down in history as one of the greatest actors of all time, I think.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
I think he also pioneered a lot of the stuff that we see now, like just naturalism on film and naturalism in dialogue. Yeah. Yes, the repetition now I think is a tick or a, you know, something we see too much, but back in the day it felt like, wow, what a way and a natural, interesting way to deliver dialogue that we hadn't seen before. Yeah. And that's why he's lauded as one of the greatest of all time.
I think one of the best things about him too is that he's not always necessarily the lead in something. He's always a part of something much greater and helps pull it together.
He's great in Silver Linings Playbook, one we haven't talked about.
Actually, great shout.
He's
that
really,
movie's strange legacy.
It has a weird tale to it. Like people kind of being like, oh, it's sort of like a feel-good comedy about a dancing competition. But mental illness. And you watch it and you're like, I don't know what this is.
I think I like it.
I think Save the Last Dance was that too.
Yeah, I think Honey.
The wrong reason.
Both weirdly have drive-bys in them. Yeah. De Niro's scene in Silver Linings Playbook where Cooper's having a manic episode in the middle of the night and he pushes Jackie Weaver and hits her, and De Niro's just like, what are you doing? You're upsetting your mother. You're getting all upset about this. Why are you acting this way? Is heartbreaking. Like that scene is so devastating. I think he's really good in that movie.
No one pushes Jackie.
Well, that was fun.
Goodfellas, amazing. Great film.
Yeah, fuck, Goodfellas, obviously.
Goodfellas, great. Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Stardust. Watch Copland and watch Once Upon a Time in America.
And
you
a Bronx
should.
Tale.
And a Bronx Tale. Yeah.
And Stardust.
It's great.
Guys.
You've seen Sleepers though, right? Sleepers?
Sleepers in Seattle.
Sleepers?
I haven't. No.
I never met her.
What?
I don't know. Throw in the pal.
Thanks for listening to Throw in the Pal. My name is Frank.
My name is Marcus.
My name is Tom.
And my name is Robert De Niro.
No, I'm De Niro. I'm not kidding.
You're talking to me?
Doesn't
you should
right.
be talking to us on social. Throw in the Pal at Instagram or throw in the pal at gmail.com. Tell us your favorite De Niro or tell us why he sucks.
Hey, don't.
What? Throw in the Pal.